the heart of Pozo, a very calm and serene environment, considering they're making, designing, creating and sending shoes all around the world. I must admit, the making doesn't actually happen in this particular room, but you can probably hear the hum of two brains in the background. A quick hello from Sven.
Hey, hello there.
And over here we have Cecilia. Hello.
Hello there.
And I've just done a kind of a long and chunky and juicy-filled audio conversation on my offline recorder with Sven, so I'm going to save him the agony for the moment and pick on you.
Thank you.
Thanks for that lovely coffee that you can't tell me what was in it because it was kind of an amalgamation.
Absolutely, yes, it's a sort of a mélange of the finest coffee, roasted coffee.
You're desperate to say something now. I haven't asked you anything. Wait. the thing that hits me when I first walk into this room here is the very proud display, almost gallery-like, of all the different designs of both male and female footwear. One thing I had to pick up was something I have seen kind of explained on the website, but it was the footbed system, and I have it in my hand. You might be able to hear me hand on leather. And what is inside the actual footbed here?
So our foot mattress is made out of coconut husks, which is actually a core mixture blended with natural latex.
And when you say mattress, you kind of just throw that word out there. But I can tell you, because I am actually stood in a pair of these shoes, I got out of bed this morning, but my feet didn't. It's really weird. Even though I've only had these shoes for about a week now, I feel that they have actually become kind of moulded to my feet. And that's intentional, isn't it, I've found out?
Absolutely. Most shoes have a foot bed, but we have a foot mattress. It's supremely comfortable. They mould to your feet. You feel like you're bouncing in them. So even on a Monday morning, you feel like you have a spring in your step. Which is always very nice.
Doubly nice after the coffee, which
absolutely.
I will thank you for again, because I did leave early this morning. You're in charge of, such a cold way of saying, you're in charge of brand here, aren't you?
Oh, I am.
Can't you come up with a ridiculous job title like, I don't know, narrative artist or something like that?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we need to be a bit more creative with my title.
How do you not just want to get a megaphone out and shout from the rooftops? Because your website does a lot of the, not saying you don't do anything, because your website is probably from your quill, that is, it does a lot of the work for you. There are stories on there telling people, and that's what kind of sold you to me, the fact that it is, we care so much, this is what we're doing. And after seeing those stories on your website, which I haven't mentioned yet, have you noticed, it was an easy sell. Isn't it an easy sell?
I think it is when you're wearing our shoes and you know how comfortable they are. But I think something that we were really trying to capture over the last year is actually the experience of wearing them. I think we were finding it quite difficult to express that because we know it ourselves, and obviously our customers do, and they come back time and time again.
But I disagree in a way. I would say that that should be the bonus. Many people's minds are shoes are shoes. I'm going to put some shoes on. I'm going to walk in them. And that was kind of loosely in the back of my mind, because the reason why I wanted your shoes was because of the ethical connection there. The fact that you care about the manufacturing, you care about the workers, you care about the ingredients. When the shoes arrived and I put them on, bonus, they actually feel better than the other things I'm wearing. So, I don't know, maybe. What do you think ultimately sells it to a person?
Well, I think it is. It's actually putting our shoes on and just feeling the difference. And I think actually that's something through social media that gives us a great opportunity and gives other people a great opportunity to express how that feels. Like you said, it's an emotional response.
So do you have any shoes out there travelling in the wild? So have you collected your community into sizes? So everybody with a size 9 you create a list on Twitter, everybody with a size 8 to size 7, and you send out a pair of shoes so that they can not only meet each other and make a new friend. But this isn't, is this a campaign forming out of that one coffee you gave me? And they get to do something, because where are they going to go to find your shoes? Limited places, when they could be delivering them to each other.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think we might have to discuss that after this. I mean, they have travelled widely, I'd say, our shoes. My pair travelled recently to Madagascar, and they experienced the rainforests and the coastlines and all sorts of things. They've been with me wherever I go.
So you become an ambassador anyway. And like I have accidentally become an ambassador when just chatting with Natalie Bennett in a coffee shop last week, the leader of the Green Party, and she says, oh, you're wearing posies. And I'm like, what? How do you know? I'm meant to be telling you what I'm wearing, not you telling me. She's obviously a fan.
She is a fan, and she's got a pair of our boots as well, which she enjoys. And that came about, actually. We just noticed an order on our website and realised who it was. It's always... it's nice when things like that happen, actually. Someone we support a lot.
Collecting stories, and that seems to be a kind of a part of what you guys are doing. Whereabouts, what kind of online spaces are you telling and sharing stories now?
Well, at the moment, our recent sort of social...
Endeavours
has actually been through Instagram. It's taken us a while to get there, which is probably actually surprising, because we love our visuals. We create them all ourselves locally on Hampstead Heath, and so starting to share that has been really exciting.
Do you have a hashtag that people are using and connecting with you?
Yeah,
on Instagram, Pozu Shoes.
Pozu Shoes, P-O-Z-U, shoes, and people can find other people using it, not just you.
Possibly.
Because I've seen the hashtag pause popping up, which surely must have been used before, but that's what I found out today. That's what Pozu means.
Oh, yeah, Pozu means pause in Japanese, and pause, slow down, something that we love to do here.
There's soul pleasure as well.
Soul pleasure.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good. Although it sounds a bit like a band.
S-O-M-E.
You've done a lot of laughing today. You shouldn't have this much fun at work.
Oh, really?
No, don't. Please, carry on having fun at work. So, you are Po_Zoo on Twitter. I guess you're easy to find on Facebook. Not a domain I tend to dwell in, but you are all over there.
Yeah, Pozu Shoes as well on Facebook. Also, we enjoy posting up there. And
you might as well plug the website now that we're on a plug fest.
Our website is www.pozu-zu.com. Please come and find us there. We've actually just recently added a feature, customer review feature by each product, which is great, because again, we really want to hear what other people think about wearing our shoes.
Because of course that helps you evolve as well, no doubt, and keep continuing doing what you're doing. Because now I see you've kind of got the backbone, the spine in place with happy people actually doing the making, because you're looking after them. I guess it's now just getting the word out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's thankfully we sort of started using the online as a platform to sort of communicate with our fans out there and supporters directly. And absolutely loving it.
I see that you're also really keen to hear from existing customers, not wanting to kind of lose that connection, because they may obviously be getting hold of your shoes, going off, having all these adventures, and then you don't hear from them for a while, because their shoes are obviously lasting a while, and who knows what is going through these people's minds. So I'll put the call out for you. Get in touch with them, let them know what you're doing. And we've been talking about stories connected to objects, something I'm very obviously very passionate about, and I can tell you countless stories when I point to, you know, footwear that I haven't been able to deliver into landfill, even though they've died, just because of the stories that are attached to them. And now you guys, with the fact that you can actually disassemble your shoes because they don't use glue and take them right back to the core components, I'm wondering what happens in, I don't know, 3, 6, 9, 12 years time when they fall off my feet. What could I do with them? Maybe the answer will come from out there. You just got pointed to then that you might have an idea.
Oh, well,
you've got some shoes you've had for a while.
Bury them, perhaps? I don't know.
Ritualistically?
Could
do. Because they biodegrade?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. We shall entitle this, When They're Dead, Bury Them, or something like that. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for inviting me here today.
Oh, thank you for coming. Thank you.